Yeah, I am Dr. Rastogi, doing declaration for Comprehensive Counseling Center. These are the medication review, date of evaluation for all this patient was May 13, 2024. Please, before printing, just make a note that the patient was seen via Doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment, period. And at the end, for every patient, I would like to make a note that risk and benefit of the medication was discussed with the patient and verbal consent was obtained. Thank you. So first patient is Stony Cipher, Stoney Cipher. Catherine, Catherine. Her date of birth is 3-1-1990. Telephone number is 313-391-7214. Date of evaluation is May 13, 2024. Subjective and objective data. Catherine is 34-year-old, Caucasian female, mother of 4-year-old daughter. Seen for medication review. She described that she has been feeling better, doing fine on medication, denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, or any suicidal, homicidal ideation. She described the medication has been working and she has been using 2 milligram only when she is too much anxious. Otherwise, she is not abusing any medication, she is not using any drugs or alcohol, and has not been hospitalized. Her medication was reviewed, risk benefit was discussed, denied any side effect. Patient was given supportive therapy, insight oriented therapy, education about the medication, and appreciate her coping skill compliance with the medication. She is on diazepam 2 mg daily, olanzapine 5 mg at bedtime, lamotrigine 150 mg at bedtime, cogentin 1 mg BID, citalopram 40 mg daily, and trazodone 100 mg daily. There was no side effects. She was alert oriented, tall, Caucasian female. Her mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought process recognized, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucination or any persistent feeling. There was no dystonia, tremors, or any akathisia, or oral dyskinetic movement. Assessment, schizoaffective disorder. I will renew all the medication for 30 days and give her a follow-up appointment in 30 days. I further obtain verbal consent and risk and benefit was explained and discouraged not to use any drugs to be agreed, prognosis guided. End of dictation. Next solution is Snipe Leonard, S-N-I-P-E, Leonard, L-E-O-N-A-R-D. His date of birth is 10-4-1962. Telephone number is 313-658-2514. Date of evaluation is May 13, 2024. Patient was seen via Doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Subjective and objective data. Mr. Leonard described that he has been doing well. He denies any problem. He says sleep is all right. He's not, sometimes he's depressed, but not feeling suicidal. He's eating all right. He denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. He has also explained that he has been taking his medication for his blood pressure, living with his wife, and compliance with the medication. I further appreciate his adherence to the medication and the compliance, and that is a reason that he is fairly stable, to which he agreed. He was alert oriented, his mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought process organized, there was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any personal feeling, off and on, sometimes depressed but not suicidal, no side effect for the medication, risk, benefit and side effect. I explained he is on Seroquel 300 mg daily at bedtime, trazodone 150 mg daily, lamotrigine 25 mg twice a day. फ्लूफेनाजीन 2.5 mg BID, मेलाटोनिन 10 mg डेली पीएड. पेशेंट वॉज कोऑपरेटिव अटेंटिव अप्रोप्रिएट नो इरिटेबिलिटी एजुटेशन नो. पेशेंट वॉज एजुकेटेड अबाउट द मेडिकेशन पॉजिटिव री इन्फोर्समेंट वॉज गिवन फॉर कंप्लायंस एंड हेल्प हिम टू डेवलप कोपिंग स्किल्स. असेसमेंट स्किजोफेक्टिव डिसऑर्डर हिस्ट्री ऑफ हाइपर टेंशन currently stable. I have give a prescription for 30 days. Risk benefit side effect was explained. Verbal consent was obtained. The follow up appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next evaluation is on Mammy, M-A-M-I, Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Her date of birth is 11/29/1943. Telephone number is 313-410-0638. Date of evaluation is May 13, 2024. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Subjective and objective. Mammy described that she has been taking the medication the way I discussed with her, and she is doing all right. She continue have the same problem of going to bathroom on several times during night, but she is doing okay. She is eating good, sleeping all right. She denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal homicidal thoughts. But she described that she has some emotional problem and bad thoughts come in mind. On further elaboration, it appears that it is a part of loneliness. Her one of the friends who was interacting with her has moved out of the facility. I further discussed that she should talk with someone on a regular basis, maybe call her sister more often so that she should interact and get ventilate her feeling. However, she says sister is quite busy, although some program has been running in the facility, but she is not, due to her health problems, she does not go. I further explained that she should tell the staff over there, they should help her so that she can participate in the program, to which she agreed. She has been taking meropenem 7.5 mg at bedtime, melatonin 5 mg daily. She was alert, oriented, pleasant, cooperative, coherent, logical, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. Judgment sight is fair. I provided support, insight, and also encouragement that she should try to find out people in the facility and then participate in the program, to which she agreed. She also wanted to make a timing so that for my appointment. I further discussed, and she agreed that she want 10 o'clock in the morning in next appointment, which would be the first week of next month. Period. Assessment. Persistent depressive disorder, nocturnal neurosis. Plan, continue with the above medication. Risk, benefit, side effect as pain. Verbal consent was obtained. Patient was encouraged to have social interaction and try to avoid loneliness if possible, to which agreed. End of dictation. Next solution is on Carlesimo, C-A-R-L-E-S-I-M-O, Kathleen, K-A-T-L-Y-N. Her date of birth is 8/27/1989. Telephone number is 586-854-6037. Subjective and objective data. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for daily health appointment. Subjective and objective data. Kathleen is a 34-year-old married Caucasian female, mother of two young kids, has history of attention deficit disorder. During the patient was seen for medication review. She described right now this she was doing all right. She described last evaluation she was overwhelmed with the situation as she ran out of the medication and also undergoing lot of personal stress that she lost. She could not. She lost her ride, and she was not able to go to the work. It was frustrating, but she claimed right now everything would be fine, and she is feeling much better. Today she is going to take her son to the parking to park. Period. Enjoy her, having good time with her. She was pleasant, cooperative, attentive. There was no suicidal thoughts, no symptom, depression, anxiety. She looks pleasant and appropriate. I further explained it is all right that she should communicate, and she should these things can happen, and this is a situation problem which sometimes difficult to deal alone. Maybe talk with her husband, to which she agreed. Period. Patient claimed that she is doing fine right now. She is on Adderall 10 milligram in the morning and noon for ADHD. ADD. Period. She described without medication she cannot focus and attentive. Period. Assessment. Attention deficit disorder. Will continue Adderall 10 milligram in the morning and noon. 60 tablets every month. Risk, benefit, side effect, or pain. Verbal consent was obtained. Follow-up management was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next solution is on Gardner David, GARDNERDAVID. Date of birth is 6/8/1978. Telephone number is 248-408-0296. Subjective narrator. Patient was seen via doxy. She has consented for telehealth appointment. Date of evaluation is May 13, 2024. David is a 45-year-old married Caucasian male. Seen for follow-up and described that he is doing fine. He is not depressed, suicidal, or any hallucinations or delusion. Although she indicated that sometimes the work is stressful, period, but he is taking his family to vacation to Florida, period. I appreciate his ideas and also compliance with the medication. Patient was provided insight and supportive therapy, education about the medication. He described the medication has been working and helpful. He is required 200 milligram at bedtime, 25 milligram in the morning, fluphenazine 5 milligram at bedtime, benzatropine 1 milligram at bedtime, and tegretol XR 200 milligram extended release twice a day. Period. He described any side effect of the medication. There was no patient was educated about the medication, provided insight, and also appreciate his adherence with the medications and compliance. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Assessment. Bipolar mood disorder. Symptomatically stable, consistent with the compliance. A 30-day supply was ordered. Risk, benefit, side effect explained. Verbal consent was obtained. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days and application. Next solution is Boji Nivenda Niveka, B-O-Z-I-N Nivenika, N-E-V-E-N-K-A. Her date of birth is 4/2/1949. Telephone number is 586-751-6275. Date of evaluation is May 13, 2024. Patient was seen via doxy. She has consented for telehealth appointment. Patient is a 75-year-old married Caucasian female, has been in treatment for chronic depression with period of panic anxiety. She has been feeling much better, denies any panic attack for the last month. She has been taking her medication. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucination. She described the medication has been helping her, and she does not want to make any reduction or changes in her medication. She is on clonopin 0.5 milligram at bedtime, which she taking whenever she gets overwhelmed with the situation, and Cymbalta 20 milligram daily. She is claimed that she is going to spend some time with her grandkids. Period. She was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was organized. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Her judgment sight has been improved. Patient was provided support, insight, and education about the medication, and also appreciate her adherence with the compliance and becoming asymptomatic due to the medication. She describes she does not want to make any reaction in the medication. Assessment: major depressive disorder with occasional panic attacks. Plan: continue with the clonopin 0.5 mg daily and Cymbalta 20 mg daily. 30 days medications was ordered. Risk, benefits, side effects to explain. A follow up when it was given in 30 days. Prognosis guidance. Next relation is Anna Iannucci. Iannucci. Anna Anna. Her date of birth is 3/12/1954. Phone number is 586-843-4154. Date of relation is May 13, 2024. Subjective data: patient was seen with a doxy. She has consented for telehealth appointment. Anna is a 70-year-old single Caucasian female living in a living facility. Period. She described she was doing okay, except she fell yesterday while she was getting out of the chair. She described when I asked her about any dizziness or a headache or any problem with the medication, she described it was not a problem. She does not injure anybody, but she has been getting a physical therapy, and the person come to visit her and provided therapy at home. PN, I further emphasize and encourage her this, she should talk with the therapist. It appears to me that probably she need more therapies and also learn how to get up from the chair, maybe consider some support so that she should maintain her balance. To be, she agreed. Patient is on Seroquel XR 50 mg daily, melatonin 10 mg daily, lamotrigine 300 mg daily, and Lamictal 50 mg in the morning, Seroquel 25 mg in the morning with the Seroquel XR 50 mg daily. A risk benefit side effect as when verbal consent was obtained. She was alert oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was pleasant. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. Patient was provided support, insight, and also education about the medications, and also encouragement that she should involve actively in therapist and make sure that she should be developed some stability in her movement. To which she agreed. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of cathartia, restlessness. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, depressed, symptomatically stable. A 30-day supply will be ordered. Patient was explained risk and benefit and side effect and the patient. Next relation is on Salsa, S-H-A-L-Y-S-A, James, J-M-E-S. Date of birth is 6/11/1989. Telephone number is 586-354-8053. Subjective is the Selsa has been married and her name has been changed to Selsa Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L. So currently her name is Selsa, S-H-A-L-Y-S-A, Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L. Her date of birth is 6/11/1989. Telephone number is 586-354-8053. Subject to Rajita. Selsa described that she has been doing good. She is able to focus. She has today dental appointment. Medication has been working and she taking it regularly. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was pleasant. The speech was clear. Thought was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thought. She described she has a high blood pressure for which she had been taking medication, but she could not remember the name of the medication. She described medication able to help her to focus, attentive and productivity, and organize herself during work. She's working in an attorney office. Patient was in a good mood, pleasant affect, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. She has been compliant with the medications and the treatment. Patient was provided support, redirection, and appreciated about her adherence and compliance, to which she agreed. There was no side effect of the medication. Assessment: attention deficit disorder, symptomatically stable, history of hypertension. Continue with the Adderall 20 mg in the morning and 10 mg at noon. 30-year supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect were explained. Prognosis is guided and application. Next solution is an VanCleave, VanCleav, Leslie, LESLIE. His date of birth is 3/20/1958. Telephone number is 586-774-9954. Date of elevation is May 13, 2024, subject to angiogram. Patient was seen via doxy. She has consented for telehealth appointment. Subject to angiogram. Leslie described that he has been doing good. He is sleeping good, eating good, no depression, anxiety, mood swing, no suicidal mental thoughts, no hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. He has been taking his medications fairly well and has been having good interaction with his wife. His wife was on his side, and she also reported to him that she does not have any question. Patient has been on Seroquel 400 mg at bedtime, 100 mg twice a day, and Depakote ER 500 mg orally period. He has been taking his medication regularly. He denies any. He was alert, oriented, coherent, logical. I provided insight into his medications and his treatment. Also, appreciate his compliance and adherence with the medications and good relationship with his family members, to which he agreed. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness or tremors. Assessment: schizoaffective disorder, symptomatically stable, continue with the Seroquel, continue with the same medication, a 90-day supply was ordered, risk, benefit, side effect or pain. Verbal consent was obtained. End of dictation. A follow-up annual work was given 30 days. End of dictation. Next solution is on Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, Nealon, N-E-Y-L-O-N. Date of birth is 2/25/1956. Telephone number is 313-670-2113. Date of elevation is 5/13/2024, subject to angiogram. Patient was seen via doxy. He has consented for telehealth appointment. Patient is 68-year-old, married, Caucasian male, who has been treatment for bipolar disorder. Described that he has been doing good on current medication. Denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal homicidal thoughts. He indicated that he restart therapy. And when I asked him that, he claimed that that he wants someone to talk about, as most of the time he discussed with the family. Period. I further appreciate his idea, and also impressed to compliance with the medication has been working. There is no problem, no side effect. He has been taking Cymbalta 30 mg daily for his depression and anxiety. Also on Bupropion 300 mg daily in combination has been helping him. Trazodone 50 mg at bedtime, and Depakote ER 500 mg daily. Has been seeing his medical doctor, who has been giving medications for hypertension, rheumatoid arthritis, and hyperlipidemia, GRD, and having some tremors, for which he is taking propranolol. Patient was explained risk, benefit, and side effect. Verbal consent was obtained. He was alert, oriented. His mood was pleasant. Affect was bright. His speech was clear. Thought process recognized. No suicidal thoughts. Patient was educated about the medications, and also appreciate his adherence and compliance, to which agreed. I further discussed that I am going to send the prescription for 30 days. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder stable, rheumatoid arthritis, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, GRD, benign tremors. Plan: continue with the supportive care and the plan. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation.